you have time to talk before bed? It's important. It's okay if you don't have time, but then I would need to go talk to Mom and Dad instead of you, and they may not like what I have to tell them. Oh, that got your attention, didn't it? Let me shut the door and come in. I trust that I'm safe in here with you? Actually, I already know the answer to that. You see, I've been checking through your browsing history on your computer, and I was pretty upset by what I found. Oh, don't give me that innocent look, and don't get mad at me for using your computer. As your little sister, I have the right to know certain things about my big brother and his sexual interests. Apparently, a lot of guys your age are into this whole incest thing. It's all over the internet, and in that anime you love so much. Some of my best friends confided in me recently that their big brothers have been doing creepy stuff around them, sometimes to them. So after hearing about it, I just had to know about you. So while you were out with Mom and Dad yesterday, I searched your computer, checking every image, movie, and text file. I checked every website you've gone to in the last year, and you know what I found? That's right, absolutely no incest. None. You've really, really vanilla tastes. Like, no kinks at all. Your porn is really, really boring. There isn't a single thing on your computer that indicates you have a thing for incest at all. You don't even have my bikini pictures from Facebook saved or anything. So, I have to know what the problem is. Am I not cute enough for you? Like, every single girl I know has a brother that has some sort of story about how pervy they are, and how they're spying on them, or stealing their panties, or stuff like that. And I have nothing! At the last slumber party, I had to make up a story about how you'd sneak into my room and jerk off on me while I slept, and I'd wake up all sticky. I know that never happened. I just told you I made it up. All the other girls had stories, though, and they were getting all the attention. They couldn't get enough of Jenny talking about how she had to give her big brother a blowjob because he caught her sneaking in after curfew. And then Lisa had to trump that with how her big brother watched her use a vibrator. All I had was a lame little made-up story about you jerking off on me. They just kind of gave me condescending looks. Well, not next time. Because next time I'm going to have to tell them how my big brother made me have sex with him. Actual sex, and not this lame blowjob or watching me use a dildo or something. 100% real sex. They're not going to be able to tell I'm lying. I'm smarter than that, you idiot. I'll be telling the truth, because we're actually going to do it. Sure, maybe you won't really make me do it with you, but I think I can fudge the details a little bit and get away with it. I have just enough to sell them on the sex part. I'm not crazy, at least not any more than any other teenage girl. You're the one who's messed up in the head. Every other single respectable brother wants to screw his sister. Or at least is vaguely interested in her sexuality, even if he doesn't want to do that. So, today's your lucky day, big brother. You get to have sex with me. If the incest thing freaks you out too much, we can roleplay that I am your girlfriend or something like that. But that seems kind of extreme. I'm sure once we get started with the sex, you won't care whether I'm your sister or not. You can't say no. You can't deny your sister the chance to complain about being fucked by your brother. That's so selfish of you. I'll never be able to face my friends again if I can't tell them about what my big brother did to me. Look, I know that you're not gay from the porn I find in your computer. The very, almost annoyingly ordinary porn. Naked girl smiling and stuff like that. Who even gets off on that crap anymore? So you must have sex with a girl. Well, I'm a girl, and a pretty attractive one at that. And I'm totally willing to have sex with you. It isn't my fault that we're related. If you don't have sex with me, it's... Well, it's discrimination, and I thought you were better than that. And if you don't, well, I'll tell Mom and Dad that you did. I may be able to fool my friends with lies, but I can definitely fool Mom and Dad. Daddy, I didn't want to do it, but he held me down and pushed his penis into me over and over again. It was horrible, Daddy. Yep, just like that. Then if you're lucky, it's military school for you. If you're unlucky, it's jail, or at least juvenile detention. Then I don't even have to tell my friends anything. The rumors will be enough. I'll be so popular. So, clearly, the only sane option is to fuck your little sister. You get to have sex with a hot girl, and I get to tell my stories to all my friends. You can even brag to your friends if you want. Begging your sister has to count for something with teenage boys these days. No, you really don't have a choice. So you can either start taking off your clothes now, or I start screaming rape. If I'm crying when Dad comes in, I could possibly get him to rethink his aversion to the using the belt. Oh, don't look so depressed. Just keep taking your clothes off. I just have this t-shirt on, not even my underwear. Speaking of underwear, though, would it kill you to masturbate into my panties every now and then? Not tonight, I mean, I don't want to waste your cum. Maybe tomorrow night or something? Good. I see you even managed to get a hard-on for me. I might be breaking you with this whole lame not having an incest fetish thing. Let me lie down. I don't want to blow your mind with anything kinkier than missionary position, and this works better for my story. So stop wasting time and climb on. I don't have all night. Okay, good. A little too clumsy and maybe a little too gentle, but I can play with the details when I tell my friends. But I will need you to hold my arms down so I can't resist. No, I'm not going to try to resist. The point is that I couldn't resist if I wanted to. This gives me plausibility and maybe plausible deniability with my friends. Then he put it in me and he was holding me down so I couldn't stop him. Get it? Good. Now grab onto them and force them down onto the bed. Yeah, like that, but harder. Little bruises are okay. I can wear long sleeves for a while, then roll them dramatically and show my friends. Oh, okay, now let's fuck. Go ahead and put it in me. Let go of one arm if you have to. Maybe pin both wrists over my head with one hand like this. My wrists are slim enough for you to get them both. Yeah, like that. Now, wiggle that thing into me already. Yes, I'm sure I want to do this. This will boost my popularity through the roof. I'll be invited to all the cool parties now, and I'll have this tragic aura around me because everyone will go, "That's the girl that's fucking her brother." So sad. It will be so awesome. Okay, stop stalling and push it into me already. Even if you're not turned on by this, I kind of am. At least by thinking of how cool this will make me. Oh, thank you. I had no clue I was a virgin. Yes, I'm a virgin, idiot. I wouldn't forget something like that. I didn't tell you earlier because I thought it would make it harder for you. But now you're almost in me, so don't go obsess over stupid stuff like that already. Cram that penis into your sister's vagina, okay? If it makes you feel any better, I can totally roleplay that horny bride on your wedding night or something, if that sick stuff gets you off. But please, don't make me demean myself like... That's more like it. I just lost my virginity to my brother. How awesome. I can tell my friends all about it. Really awesome, that's how much. Okay, now that your cock is safely buried inside me, use both your hands to hold my arms down again, and I can't help but notice that you're just kind of inside me and not doing anything. Do you realize moving is kind of mandatory? Stop worrying about my comfort. I'll just have to edit shit out like this whenever I tell my story to my friends. Besides, I'm surprisingly turned on in the moment, so I'm good to go. You can just sign a go-to-town on my new little body. Oh, yeah, like that. But rougher. You're supposed to be forcing me, remember? Try to put some heart into this. At least keep putting your cock into me. Oh, yes. Keep fucking your helpless virginal little sister, you bad boy, you. Making her have sex with you. Horrible, disgusting insect sex. Oh, goddamn. My body keeps moving on its own. I'm not a very good victim here. But I won't tell anybody about that part if you won't. I mean, you can tell your friends that I seemed to kind of like it. But that I wasn't enthusiastic or anything. But I can't help it. It does feel pretty good. If I tell this story right, I can make my friends both sympathetic and horny at the same time. I can tell them that you made me go all Stockholm Syndrome, and I began to like it. Tell them how you unlocked some bizarre rape fetish in me and shamed me into liking it in the process. I know, but work with me here. I'm definitely working with you. So much so that we're about to come soon. What? No, don't pull out. What kind of insensitive asshole pulls out of his sister before he comes? What kind of story would that be? My brother raped me, but he was gentleman enough to pull out in the end. Lame. You're dumping your load inside me. I don't care what you say. Fuck yes, I'm serious. Yes, it's dangerous, but think of that dramatic moment when I can show my friends my swelling belly and tell them it's yours. God, I can almost come at the thought. Oh, I'm not crazy. Why do I need to keep explaining that? Both crazy or not, if you start fucking me before I am filled with your baby, I'm seriously gonna scream daddy at the top of my lungs. Then just try to explain that scene. Oh god, daddy walking in on both of us while we're doing it. That's so hot too. Okay, maybe I am a little messed up, but you're not my shrink. You're just my brother and my current lover. And maybe my soon-to-be daddy. Oh god, fingers crossed on that one. But please, come in me soon. I can't wait much longer. Oh yes, almost there, almost there. Oh god, you're coming. I can feel it. And now I can't stop coming either. Oh, big brother, your cock feels so good. Oh! Sorry. I'll be quiet. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I can feel it pulsing me. Oh. Oh, yeah. For someone not into incest at all, you did a pretty good job fucking your sister. Well, I'm prouder of you now than I've ever been before. And really, really satisfied. And this is a story I can tell my friends now. I can't wait until they see the look on their faces. No one will be able to top this story. Okay, well, get off me. I suppose I should sob in a very hot shower for an hour or so, just for believability. And I'll probably start wearing baggy clothes around the house, just so you can't stare at me at first. But hopefully that turns into the using the clothes to hide my pregnancy. At least in a perfect world, but we'll see, won't we? So good night. I guess I owe you one. You seriously are the best brother ever. Oh, and if this story goes over half as well with my friends as I hope it will, we might have to make it a regular thing. But something tells me I don't think you'll mind as much as you did the first time. Oh, and if you did wake up horny during the night and you wanted to sneak into my room and ravish me, well, I do kind of owe you one. Night-night, big brother. Sweet dreams.